China, majority of the Americans think the U.S. is falling apart. By Francis Martel on January 18, 2021. China's state-run propaganda outlet Global Times concluded in an opinion column Sunday that the vast majority of Americans assume their state will soon collapse. The article, citing the alleged results of a poll from the Washington Rumor publication Axios, referred to America as a third-world failed state where citizens live in distress, fear, and horror, citing tensions prior to the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. The article follows weeks of an unprecedented resurgence of the Chinese coronavirus within its native country that has resulted in extensive lockdowns throughout the vast country, from the greater Beijing area to the city where the virus originated, Hubei province capital Wuhan. In articles placed significantly below the column predicting the complete demise of the United States, the Global Times admitted that 11 regions across China are under lockdown and that coronavirus testing experts in Hubei, the province surrounding Beijing, had falsified documentation to fabricate fake negative coronavirus tests. In the aftermath of a riot in the U.S. Capitol building by individuals alleged to support President Donald Trump, the Global Times and other Chinese Communist Party outlets have repeatedly claimed the United States has lost all moral authority as the world's leading democracy. The U.S. is falling apart. This is not an alarmist statement made by external observers with prejudice toward the U.S. or ulterior motives to badmouth the country, but the opinion of a majority of the Americans, the Global Times declared Sunday. Citing, but not linking to, the alleged Axios poll, the article claimed as many as 80% of Americans believe the nation is falling apart. Some regard the U.S. as a third-world failed state, the Global Times declared. The country that they used to believe was omnipotent has in fact made them fall into distress, fear and horror. The article went on to call America a laughingstock, sick, in the international arena. The column claimed political divisions in the country are unprecedented even while noting that, less than 200 years ago, Americans went to war with each other. The Global Times concluded in the piece, as its articles often do, that the lesson to take from Americans' uncertainty is that China will soon be the world's dominant power. In the past few decades, Americans have been playing up the China collapse theory. Now, China is believed to lead the global recovery from the pandemic while the U.S. has been mired in crises that many are worrying may lead the country to collapse, the Times claimed. Perhaps we should ask scholars who once hyped the China threat theory, such as Gordon Chang, is the U.S. the one falling apart? Is the U.S. collapse theory a subject more worthy of scholars to study? Prior to the November 2020 presidential election, Chinese media declared that the world had lost its taste for democracy given the fragile state of America, which publications like the Global Times blamed on the fact that Americans can express political disagreements freely, causing division. The Global Times has explicitly campaigned against the use of elections to reflect the political will of a nation's people, arguing they cannot reflect the true essence of democracy. Chinese media has also referred to America as a primitive society and democratic governance as an outdated fantasy. China is a totalitarian communist state that has criminalized any dissent from the opinions of the ruling party for generations. Individuals publicly contradicting the government, even on non-political issues like public health, face police persecution and accusations of the crime of picking quarrels and provoking trouble. The prediction of demise for America follows a particularly embarrassing week for the Chinese government following the publication of the dismal results of studies on CoronaVac, the coronavirus vaccine candidate developed by the Chinese pharmaceutical company Sinovac. Scientists testing the vaccine candidate in Brazil initially claimed that CoronaVac was 78% effective in combating the Chinese coronavirus, significantly less effective than approved vaccines from American companies Pfizer and Moderna. A week later, Brazilian officials revealed that the true effectiveness rating of CoronaVac was only 50.38%. The Global Times declared the vaccine good enough and began publishing screeds calling for global health authorities to ban the Pfizer vaccine, which is 95% effective. Just as the lackluster news on its vaccine candidate offering surfaced, the Chinese government began admitting to growing numbers of cases of coronavirus nationwide, with the most prominent outbreak currently in Hubei province. As the novel coronavirus sees a resurgence in China, At least 11 regions in 3 provinces adopted de facto lockdown measures and rolled out massive free nucleic acid tests among populations to curb the spread of the virus. The Global Times admitted on Sunday, noting that the Communist Party began imposing onerous lockdowns on its citizens but, unlike this time last year, refused to call them lockdowns. Many of the most vulnerable regions are in the nation's northeast, posing a threat to bordering nations Russia and North Korea. In northeast Hebei, authorities admitted Monday that alleged third-party agencies working to test citizens in the province had falsified negative tests for individuals who had not received any coronavirus test yet, resulting in a province-wide rescreening of all testing results. A study published by the American Enterprise Institute, AEI, in April found that China had underreported its coronavirus case count by nearly 3 million cases, meaning it had over 100 times more coronavirus cases than it had reported to the world, dramatically hurting international efforts to contain what by then had become a pandemic. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.